KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. And we are in studio talking about the Sagebrush Auto Show. It returns for the 12th year on Sunday, this coming Sunday, August 29th, at Sagebrush Church, located at the Riverside Campus in Albuquerque. And joining me in studio are Dave Reyes and Kevin Cuppenhaver. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How are you, man?
I am excited to find out all about car people.
Well, today we're excited to be here. Do I have two of those here?
You do.
Yep. Hey, Dave, let's start right off with tell me about car people.
Well, car people is funny, you know, because you would think it's one kind of guy, but they're all over the place. I mean, we've got guys that build Mustangs and you know they're very properly dressed and behave well, and we got guys that build rat rods, you know, and they look like their cars. They have, you know, scattered clothes that they found and all that stuff, and so you know you can't just define a car person to say a car person is this, because they're all over the place. I've met guys that one guy left me the keys to his Model T Ford truck. Here he says, here's the keys, just, you know, park it wherever you want it, you know. And he was kind of a normal-looking guy. But then I've met guys with remember the AC Cobras that we had there? That one guy, and he wouldn't let us touch his car. And it was a kit car, which I understand you're a fan of.
I am.
But
well, I'm a fan of the AC Cobra, and I understand you can't buy an original one. I guess you could.
You can.
You could mortgage your life.
Yeah, if you had millions of dollars, yeah. Yeah. So you know, and his car was a kit car, and he wouldn't let us near it. So
wouldn't let you touch it.
It's all kinds of people, you know.
Well, and I put this near the end of our notes, but I might as well say it now. I don't think I'd be a good collector because I want to drive the car.
You know, we have folks showing up that they're gonna trailer that car over, and it probably has 20 miles on since they bought it, and then they have the people bringing their daily drivers, and it's great. And I'm the same way. You're going to have something like that, you got to use it. But we respect, there's people over there that are going to bring these cars with $20,000, $30,000 paint jobs. So we respect the fact that they put the money into it. But, you know, to me, the car people, it's memories. And it's cool when we're doing the show, we're selling raffle tickets, we're advertising for the show, whatever it is, and you have people coming up and they will tell you their car stories. You got guys and gals talking about what they drove in high school and how they were cruising around in their 68 Camaro, whatever it was. But the best is you'll have an elderly gentleman or a little old lady come up and talk to you about, you know, the car they bought when they first got married, how they kept that car, and they will have all the memories in the world. They'll tell you all about it. And it's some cool stories, so it's great to hear.
That really is. I'm thinking as you're telling this story, Kevin, I'm thinking about my first car, a 49 Chevy. Three on the tree. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, who's passed away, had it in her garage. I bought it from her for $100. My dad liked it because it had worn out ball joints and it would shimmy if he went over 40 miles an hour. So my dad said, yeah, you go ahead and drive that all you want, but you aren't driving over 40 miles an hour. And he kind of had that built-in thing. For some reason, he never let me fix the ball joints.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, if it went above 40, you'd probably be dead right now. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, that's the other thing. And you bring that up at the appropriate time, Dave, because I'm thinking that car people, they either like the sound of that vintage Chevy 350 with the Magnaflow dual exhaust, like the Nova mm-hmm. that you're raffling off, or is it about going fast? Maybe it's fellowship. What do you think?
Well, I think it's all of them, because you have some people that buy the car just for the sound of it. Mm-hmm. And then you have other people that they don't care how it sounds. They just want it to go fast. All they want you to see is their taillights, you know. and so it takes all kinds, you know. And again, you know, I said, you know, car people are multifaceted. That's the same thing, you know. I mean, some people like to hear them. Some people like to drive them. Some people like to wax them. Some people like to wash them. Some people, you know, they love everything about them. And going fast is kind of what I do. You know, I like going fast.
Yeah. Of course, you drive the speed limit, though, right, Dave?
Of course I do.
Kevin, I want to talk to you about the car clubs. It seems like the car club community is really, there are a lot of philanthropy. I mean, they're always trying to help charitable organizations. Do you have some car clubs going to be showing cars at your event this week?
Yeah, and each year we don't know what clubs are going to show up because there's always competing, you know, events that are going on. But, yeah, especially the motorcycle community. Mm-hmm. I mean, really call them out for the work that they do around the community, all the different clubs. But, you know, we've had the Volkswagen Club show up. We've had the Camaro Club. We've had the Mustang Club. We've had, you know, all kinds of different groups. The lowriders. And I probably have more respect. I'm not a lowrider guy, but I have probably more respect for the lowrider community. With the level of detail, attention to detail that they put into those cars is just phenomenal. And you have them show up, and they can get the hydraulics going, and it's 6 feet up in the air on one corner and drop to the ground on the other. It's cool to see. So we're interested in seeing, you know, what clubs are there on Sunday, who's going to be there, and it's always a great bunch of guys and gals.
So the event is Sunday the 29th from 9 a.m. to 3, and here's the best thing for our audience. It's free.
What was that?
It's free.
Free?
Is that right?
No cost? Of course it's free. It's free. It's free to the show. All right. It's free hot dogs. It's free ice cream. Free sodas. Free cookies.
Free chips.
Free chips. You come to the show, it's a free thing. And that's one of the reasons we put it together this way. Because if you go to the competing shows, I mean, they're great shows and they have awesome cars and all this stuff, but you'll end up paying the franchise price for a hot dog. Mm-hmm. $7, $8 for a Coke. At Sagebrush, it's all free. And the reason we did that at the beginning, remember, Kevin, we called it, and it's a funny name, we called it Men's Fest. But we wanted a place where a father could take his family, feed a kid 6 hot dogs if that's what the kids want, you know, give them ice cream, buy them Cokes, and it doesn't cost him a penny. Mm. And that's what this show is about.
It's a free family event. And the only, and we'll talk about it in a minute, but the only money that'll exchange hands at that show is if you want to buy a raffle ticket, and we'll talk about the raffle cards here in a little bit. We also decided early on we don't want to commercialize this, so we're not going to have vendors there selling, you know, whatever, sunglasses to, you know, whatever. We wanted to avoid that because we just want it to be a good family time, free. Come enjoy the camaraderie. Come look at all these cars. We're going to have 250-some cars at this event and motorcycles. Come check them out, enjoy it, and you don't have to spend a dime for your family.
But the people that are showing cars, they pay a little fee, $25 for a car?
They paid $20, and then I think it was after June.
August 1st, it went up to
$25. It went up to $25. And that just is to get them committed to coming to the show, because it doesn't even cover the cost of the shirts and the stuff that we're giving out. It doesn't cover the trophies. It doesn't cover the judging. It doesn't cover any of the food. It's just to try to get them, you know, committed and solid to come out, you know.
And you're going to have some fun prizes, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But I need to ask you guys one more time, and you have to do this on the radio 3 or 4 times. Tell us about the details one more time, where and when, and who's invited.
Well, it's Sagebrush Auto Show, so it's at Sagebrush Riverside Campus, 6440 Coors Boulevard Northwest. And it's Sunday, August 29th, from 9 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it'll probably go to 3 by the time we do all the trophies and stuff. But that's it, you know, and it's a free event. It's one day only. We used to have it 2 days, but now it's one day. And that's it. You know, just come out, bring your family. You know, I'll buy you a free hot dog if you come out, you know. And just say, hey, just mention my name at the hot dog stand. They'll give you a free one, you know.
I love it. Too late to enter a car if you want to be part of the show.
It's close to that. We're going to be cutting down the online and the advanced registration is pretty soon. So that's very soon. So if you want to get it done, you best get it done today, because We're going to close it off one of these days, like tonight at midnight.
Okay, let me tell everybody, you can go to sagebrush.church. And then right when you go to sagebrush.church, there's a banner that says yep. Auto
on
Show.
The, on the upper yep. part of the screen, if you look up, it'll say Sagebrush Auto Show. You click on that.
Can't
and then it.
It
brings two pages. One is selling raffle tickets. The other is the box that says register my car for the show. That's where you register your car.
And by the way, I did buy two raffle tickets for the Nova. And just letting people know, you've got two really cool vehicles that you have put together for this. And again, we're going to hold off on just a minute about talking about that. $25 to enter a vehicle. You also mentioned motorcycles, Kevin. You have right. motorcycles involved.
Yeah, it's cars and bikes. We have and each year we don't know how many of each is going to show up, but we've had good representation across the years from the motorcycle community. We'll have a section put aside for them, and then we'll have the cars dispersed. And it's anything from the original Model Ts up until the modern Ferraris. It is everything in between. And it's just a wide array. And no matter, what your taste, you're going to find something there that you like and appreciate. And like I said, the stories, that you'll hear of people reminiscing about their high school cars or whatever it is, it's just a phenomenal time.
You've been doing this together for 12 years?
12 years.
Yeah.
We started around 07. We ran it for 11 years. We haven't had a show now for the last 2 or 3 years. We're bringing it back again this year. Historically, a lot of people are going to remember we did it on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. It was always a Father's Day event. But because of COVID, we were concerned about where the status of the state was going to be in June. So we decided to push it off this year as close to the end of summer as we could, hoping that things would be opened up and we can maximize participation, make sure we can have the food and do all that kind of stuff.
I'm in studio this afternoon with Dave Reyes and Kevin Kuppenhaver. They have been running the car show out at Sagebrush, the Sagebrush Church Auto Show. It's this Sunday, August 29th, from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The event is free for your family.
Free.
Come out.
Free. How much does it cost you?
Free.
Zero.
And free hot dogs, drinks, chips.
Ice cream?
Wow.
Kevin, how much does it cost to go to the show?
It's $0.
$0.
How much is a family going to spend at the show?
$0.
Unless they buy a raffle
ticket. Unless
they
want to buy a raffle ticket.
And you got to buy a raffle ticket. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the two custom vehicles that you're going to be raffling off. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Will Graham.
As a grandson of Billy Graham. Grandson of Billy Graham. And the oldest son of Franklin Graham. The son of Franklin Graham. I realized that I'd be given a unique legacy in life.
Unique legacy in life. Hear what Will Graham's learned about his family's legacy of sharing the love of Jesus Christ in the new Billy Graham TV special, The Legacy of the Gospel. This Saturday night at 6:30 on KRQE News 13. Or stream anytime at BillyGraham.tv. BillyGraham.tv.
New Mexico. We love it, but our state lags in some very vital social issues. Child hunger, single parents, and abortion, to name a few. People of God can and must take action. That's what Mission New Mexico is all about at KLYT and Star 88. This month, featuring the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Executive Director Stephanie Luke.
About 80-85% of abortion-minded women who come to our clinics change their mind, especially if they've had an ultrasound.
That's Stephanie Luke from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. This month's Mission New Mexico. Loving our neighbors in practical and productive ways is Christianity 101. At KLYT and Star 88, we are a megaphone for New Mexico, providing a clear call to action. Find out more about supporting the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque by clicking the Mission New Mexico link at klyt.fm.
Here's John Chitwood with an automotive analogy.
Wouldn't you agree that most people have never even read the small owner's manual that's found in the glove box of all their vehicles? That is because they think they know it already and will only open and read it in a time of an emergency. Sound familiar? There is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. It's God's written word. the Bible. God is the creator and the designer, and in the Bible you will find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation for you and me that we may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Let us remember what David said in Psalm 119, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you."
An automotive analogy with John Chiwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300, or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700, or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. I've got two self-proclaimed car guys in studio with me, Dave Reyes and Kevin Cuppenhaver.
Self-proclaimed.
Well, I think that probably everybody knows you guys are car guys. You've been together doing this for 12 years, and you've got some other people helping you.
Yeah. One of the third guys that couldn't be here because he's busy working and making a living for he and his family, but his name is Burley Cannon. And this car thing belongs to three guys. There's Kevin, who's the chairman. And then Burley and I are deputy chairmen. We have the badge and the star,
gotcha. The whole
deal. But it's kind of cool. But Burley is a car guy too, man. He's got a 69 Mustang. I forget what it is at home, but it's a nice Mustang at home. And he drives nothing but Fords at his house. So he's close to God that way.
I've got a friend of mine. I think it's a 1967 Mustang Fastback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He lowered it, put in a nice suspension system. Mm-hmm. The one caveat to that, as I think about this, is he has had some pothole problems in good old Albuquerque.
Yep.
We have that really hot summer, that really cold winter, and that makes for big holes in the street.
Pop up.
So when you don't have a lot of clearance on your car, that tends to create some problems. But, I know so many people that have just enjoyed running cars, building cars. You mentioned, and I had this in the notes at the beginning, that there's people that they have these beautiful vehicles, but they don't drive them. They trailer them to shows and different things. I couldn't do that. So probably any collector car that I bought or had, I'd probably wear it out, and it wouldn't be worth much after I got done with it.
Yeah, I had a 69 Bronco for about 12 years, and it was my daily driver for a while there. What I've had, I've driven around. You got to enjoy them, at least from my perspective. Enjoy those cars. Yeah.
Those kind of cars are the cars that are suited for the Concours d'Elegance in Santa Fe, where they send you a written invitation, and you have to have so many, trophies in order to go. Our show, most of the guys, some of them trailer them, but most of us are, there's not many trailer queens at our car. Drive them,
They're proud of them, and they run them around town. Yeah. You'll see them.
Have you guys had much experience with hot rods?
Yeah, we have. What do you define as a hot rod?
That's actually what I was going to ask you. What is a hot rod?
Hot Rod Magazine kind of did this article where they said, let's find a definition for a hot rod. And what they came up with, any car that a guy that owns it does the work on. So it could be your car, it could be my car, or it could be something spectacular and different.
I'm kind of thinking you're taking a body from a 1950 or 1960 vehicle and taking off the engine compartment, and you have open wheels and those kind of things. That's what my vision of a hot rod is.
And I think you're right. I mean, it meets the classic definition. But, there's so many kinds of hot rods.
Yeah.
You could have a new Mustang that's a hot rod, or you can have a rat rod. And I think you're kind of barely stepping over the rat rod area, where these guys have these old junk cars in their backyard, and they say, I'm going to make a hot rod. They put a different engine in it, different transmission. They put a seat in it. They put a shifter that goes through the roof. They cut the fenders off. And that is one of my favorite kind of cars that comes to the Sagebrush Car Show. I love watching those things. And You think you know what it is, but then you get closer. Wait a minute. That's a 50 Cadillac, but it's got Chevy fenders on it, and it's got a Ford engine. And, you know, and they're awesome, and I love these rat rods.
Okay, I got two car guys in front of me, and I'm envisioning Todd Cook, senior pastor at Sagebrush. I want to know how you guys talked him into doing this.
Well, it wasn't us that talked him into it. He approached us, you know, at the beginning.
In the day.
Sent the pastor down and said, hey, can you guys, you know, put a car show on for us? And you know, I looked
You said at, twist my arm?
Yeah. You know, well, it's a funny story, and it's kind of a long story, but, you know, this is just my personal story. But as I was growing up, you know, I was involved in the automotive industry. I worked for Ford Motor Company, and I was with export operations, and I was doing stuff all over the world. And I would go to car shows everywhere. And it began to cut into my personal relationship with Jesus. I mean, it really took it over. And I said, I can't do this anymore. And so I gave it up. I said, God, I'm just giving that to you, and I'm going to let it go. And I stopped doing car shows for years and years. And then I showed up at Sagebrush, and the pastor asked me, Dave, can you, you know, with the help of some guys, can you put a car show together? And I looked around and I said, are you talking to me? Because, you know, I gave that to God. I haven't, you know, wanted to do it. And he said, yeah, I really want you to do it. I want to get cars here. I want, you know, so I said, well, sure, I'll be happy to do it. And so he hooked me up with guys like Kevin and Burley and the different guys at the church. We put a committee together, and 12 years later, we're still doing it, you know.
And funny story, that first year, we were about a week out from the show, and I think we had 15 cars registered at the event. And we were freaking out because, you know, they had just opened the new campus, they put the big building up. You know, they're obviously trying to grow Sagebrush, and this was one avenue they wanted to use to try to accomplish that. And we were literally calling friends, you know, hey, Fred has that old car on blocks in the front yard. You think we can, you know, pull it over there?
Put kind of wheels thing? On it. Bring
literally,
it
these are the conversations we're having a week out. Well, it just so happened we had set up a cruise from Cottonwood, from the Cottonwood Mall, to come to the church. And we get over there, and there are cars coming out of the woodwork. That year, we had close to 200 cars show up, and we knew that, all right, this is blessed. This is accomplishing something bigger than any of us. And it just kind of snowballed and went off from there. But just watching it that first year and the cars driving into the lot, it was a pretty phenomenal experience.
And we also had motorcycles at that first show.
Yep,
and there was 100 motorcycles showed up. And what the bikers did one time, they said, let's get everybody's attention. So they all fired up their engines in this, you know, normally peaceful neighborhood, and they all revved them up, and it shattered glass. I mean, the people living four blocks away said the glasses in their houses was just rattling from the noise of that thing. It was an awesome thing. And I'm not a motorcycle guy, but that impressed me.
Yeah. That reminds me of my friends that have been jet pilots.
Yeah.
In the U.S. military. They call that the sound of freedom.
There you go.
And I think that's the same sound, the way you guys would interpret that.
Yep.
Dave, you bring up something that's interesting. This fun that you were having was kind of interfering with your walk. But I got to tell you, in the short time I've known you, in the last 20 minutes, you guys are Christian men that are having fun. And this has become a tool to have fellowship with people and talk about your faith.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, I gave it up because it became an idol to me. It was between me and God. So I gave it up, and I said, I don't want to do it anymore. And I waited a few more years, and it just came back. But now it's excuse me, it's different, because now I look at life as knowing Christ and making Christ known. And if we can use a hot rod for that, if we can use something like that to do that, then that's an awesome case. I mean, there was a guy that brought an old truck to me one time and says, Dave, this truck was given to me. It doesn't have an engine, doesn't have a transmission, but it's a cool old truck. It's a, you know, 63 unibody pickup. And I said, well, I'll help you get, you know, we'll work on it. So put an engine in it, got the transmission, wired it, the whole thing. And he's been going to the car show ever since, bringing that old truck. I mean, it's an awesome thing to see how that truck and that guy brought us together, and I was able to share with him and he with me about our relationship with Jesus Christ, which is, you know, the only relationship that can offer you eternal life. which is awesome.
Amen. Kevin, what are the conversations you like to have with car owners that come to the car show?
Well, one of the things is just talking about the church and what it offers. One of the reasons I love Sagebrush is it's not about fancy buildings and the fancy chandeliers and stuff. It is the services that they provide back into the community. So much of the money, in fact, all the money that's coming in for this car show is going to their service ministry that does things like Pit Stop. Mm-hmm. One of the offsprings of the car show has been, now we've been doing that for, 14, 15 years now. Third Saturday every month, we do free car repair for single moms and the elderly. They bring them in, and we've done everything from brakes to oil changes to radiators to O2 sensors and, you know, all kinds of other stuff that we probably shouldn't have done, but we have over the years just to get those things running and keep them on the road. You know, for a lot of these people, that's their lifeblood. That's what gets the kids to school. That's what gets them to work.
So this is an ongoing ministry, Pit Stop Ministry. At Sagebrush, the third Saturday?
Third Saturday.
At Riverside, okay? Third Saturday at Riverside. The fourth Saturday at Enchanted Hills, which is our campus in Rio Rancho. The fourth Saturday in Santa Fe. And then we do it in Juarez, Mexico. So I take the Pit Stop crew here. We go to Mexico for a weekend and we fix cars down there.
Wow, that is an amazing story.
Yeah, it's totally amazing. I mean, because God has just seen guys. I mean, Burley and Chris and all these guys, you know, they say, let's go to Mexico. We'll pack up our stuff and we'll go down there, you know. We have a campus down there, and so I tell the guy, hey, we're going to come down for Pit Stop. Get me 10 cars that need work, and we'll fix them. And so he sends me the 10 cars. We get the parts we need for them, and we go down there, and we fix them. And it's a great time.
I'm hearing that Todd Cook's messages are in Spanish.
They are.
I love that. Streamed online.
Yep. And that took some time in getting here, but it got here. You know, and they do a good job with them.
And I'll tell you, fixing cars for people that are in need is not an inexpensive endeavor.
No.
No, it costs us when we're up to speed, because right now we're operating on a limited basis because of the disease and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But when we're running our normal thing, it costs us about $10,000 a month to do this thing.
Just buying parts.
Just parts, because the labor is free. Like guys like Kevin and guys come out and volunteer for it. But it's just the parts. We spend about $10,000 a month with O'Reilly's Auto Parts, who's our supporter.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure they're a blessing to you.
They
as
are.
Well.
They've been phenomenal.
We've been working with them for how many years? I mean, 17 years.
Somewhere around 16, 17
and
years.
And they've been totally supportive of us. I mean, they give us a credit line. They charge us every month. I mean, if there's ever any warranty, they just throw it out the window and say, we'll take care of it. There's never an issue with them, and they've been our supporters, and they know we're their team members, and so they provide parts for us as part of the team. As a matter of fact, and this is kind of funny, they closed a store that was real close to the church, and so we thought, well, this is going to be a problem for us. But a few minutes later, they tell us, hey, by the way, we're opening a new store, and it's right next door to the church. I mean, we could take our golf cart and drive there in like half a minute. It's pretty cool. And so they're real supportive of us.
Yeah, but what a blessing. I mean, you're helping people. Tell us one more time. The Pit Stop Ministry is the third Saturday of every month at the Riverside Campus.
At Riverside Campus, third Saturday of the month. And all you have to do is call Marlon. Okay, she's the lady at
Sagebrush.
Riverside, right? And she'll take your information, and if you call her and say, I want to bring my car to Pit Stop, she'll get your information down, get your address, get the VIN number. We'll get the parts ahead of time, and she'll put you on the schedule.
Yeah, that's kind of cool that you can give a VIN number and just pull any parts and things that you need.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool technology.
Yeah.
And you're working on the cars, Kevin?
Well, I've been working on it for, well, Dave, myself, a number of us have been there for a long time. And it's crazy. I mean, there are months we've done over 100 cars. Now, a lot of it's oil changes, so that's pretty quick. Bring it in, get it out. You know, you do that preventative.
But you're saving somebody that's on a short budget, $150.
Yeah, that's right. That's an oil change is going to cost you. I had the oil change in my truck the other day. Just an oil change. I don't want anything else done. It cost me $80.
Yeah. Well, but you don't just do an oil change.
No, we do everything.
You got to check the filters and all of that.
Yeah.
And brakes. Oh, we do a ton of brakes. on those cars. You know, that's several hundred bucks. You take it into Brake Masters or one of those places. So that's what I was getting back to, is those are some of the services that the City Church provides to the community for free. And that's where the money that's coming in for this car show, these are the kind of ministries that we've been describing, that this goes to prison ministry,
right?
Those kinds of other endeavors, community outreach, where they're, you know, providing lightly used clothing and things like that to the community, that kind of stuff. So it's given back to the community.
And we were talking before the show how one of the silver linings to COVID was that all of us got together, and just frankly, boldly, I'm going to say, churches don't always play well together.
They don't.
And we said, we do, but sometimes our leadership doesn't, right?
Right.
But I will say that our leadership, Sagebrush, Calvary, some of the other churches in town, really got together during COVID and were feeding people together, making sure that people had food. This is such an exciting idea. I didn't even know about the Pit Stop Ministry.
Yep.
So let's take another quick break. Dave Reyes and Kevin Kuppenhaver are in studio. They are putting on the 12th Sagebrush Church Auto Show, and it's this Sunday, the 29th, 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're raffling off. Why did I say auction? Two really cool cars, and I meant to talk about that in this segment, but we're going to talk about it in the next segment.
All right.
Talk all about those cars. Let you two brag about all the fun things that those cars have and why people ought to buy a raffle ticket. And again, we've just been talking about where the money's going, all to great causes. Love the Pit Stop Ministry. Anxious to find out more from you two. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. I've been training men for ministry for 30 years. Seminary is expensive, time-consuming, and typically during the day when most of us are working. Our Shepherd School is inexpensive and only one night a week. If you desire deep theology, practical equipping, and personal mentorship, find out more information and receive a catalog and application at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
Connection Communications is hiring a resource department coordinator. This position is key in keeping all operations for Connect with Skip and Calvary Church running smoothly and efficiently. Candidates should have strong organizational skills, multitasking abilities, written and verbal communication skills, and a desire to serve God faithfully. Interested applicants can visit calvarynm.church/jobs to apply. calvarynm.church/jobs. Come join us in sharing God's word with the world.
We're called to share our faith, but too often we lack the confidence. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association can help. The Christian Life and Witness Course. This 3-hour class can strengthen you as a Christian and give you confidence in sharing the gospel with others. This class is a lead-in to the Franklin Graham Route 66 God Loves You Tour coming this fall. And it's free. The Christian Life and Witness Course. Dates, locations, and more information are at GodLovesYouTour.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're back with Dave and Kevin. They are talking to us about the Sagebrush Church Auto Show this Sunday, August 29th from 9 a.m. to 2. It is a free event for you and your family, and we've just been talking a little bit about some of the proceeds, or all of the proceeds, going to ministries at Sagebrush. One of those, the Pit Stop Ministry, which I didn't even know about till you just said it. It is a ministry for single moms to take advantage. And right off the air, Dave, you were just saying that you might be a mom trying to get your kids, driving your kids to school, and your brakes are not good, so they really need to take advantage of that ministry.
Yeah, we talked about single moms, and single moms, are fending for their family. They're by themselves, or who knows where their husband is. But if they have to, put their kid in school, and they got to buy new clothes for the kids and school supplies and shots and all these different things to get their schools and their kid in school. And then all of a sudden their car needs a brake job. How do you choose that? Do I buy stuff for the kids, or do I buy a safety thing? Well, with Pit Stop, we say, bring it to Pit Stop. We'll do the brakes for you, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Mm-hmm. Or we'll put a battery in it. It doesn't cost you a penny. Or we'll do the wiper blades and an oil change, and it doesn't cost you a penny. And what that does is it frees that money up so that she could invest it in her family. And we'll take care of the car thing, you know, and that's what Pit Stop is about.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned windshield wipers, and you know how storms are in Albuquerque. I was driving across the Alameda Bridge over the Rio Grande headed west. This was last rainstorm. And I had a lady in front of me who couldn't see anything because her wipers were, I think they were actually metal. There was no rubber on them. So she's scarring up her window, but she's got her head hanging out of the window and she's getting hit in the face with. So, hey, I don't mean to make fun of her. It was dangerous situation. But hey, get your car checked. I would imagine that you all would be willing to check somebody's car out for them too, if they just don't know that they need service. Maybe they could run by and they call the church in order to make that reservation.
Yeah, they call. There's a lady named Marlon, and she'll take the name and number of anybody that wants their car done at Pit Stop. But yeah, she gets a lot of calls. Say, hey, I don't know anything about my car. Could you just check it? Could you check the oil and check the wiper blades and check the lights and check the horn and making sure everything works? You know, we get a lot of that, you know.
I think you're going to get the Jim Williams Coolest Ministry of the Month award, because that is really a cool, that is just
it's
such
a cool
blessing.
Thing, isn't it?
I mean, that's what ABQ Connect is. I want to connect all of our community, and not just Christians, by the way, everybody, to the church, because you're serving everybody. You're not going to ask somebody for their Christian license, are you? No, they're just going to, you're going to help them because they're there and they need some help. Okay, I got to give you guys a chance now to talk about these two vehicles that you're raffling off. You're going to give them away.
How much does it cost? 25 bucks. 20 bucks. Not
20
even
bucks
25.
For a raffle ticket.
20 bucks for a raffle ticket. That's
and
right.
And we'll give you six for 100. So if you buy 100 bucks, we'll give you a free one with it.
There you
and
go.
And you go to sagebrush.church, click on the Sagebrush Auto Show banner.
On the top of the screen.
And then there's two buttons. There's one for the raffle and one to enter the show. So now we're talking about the raffle. Tell us about the cars, Kevin.
So you go to the raffle button. It'll bring up two cars. And we're having separate auctions. We thought about doing a first and second place, but we decided against it. It's two separate raffles. The first one is a 72 Nova SS. And for those that care, yes, it is a true SS Nova. It has a aftermarket 350 transmission with the headers, I think it was Magnaflow exhaust we have on that, automatic transmission, so anyone can drive it. It's got those bench seats, you know, come here, honey, kind of thing on the front, and it's completely restored. It needs nothing. We put a little bit of work into it. It's a beautiful blue color. You can see it on the website. The engine is just immaculate. Like I said, it's an aftermarket. I don't know how many horsepower it's putting out, but
it's hard to say.
But it's there.
Yep. And we changed it. It had an Edelbrock carburetor on it, and we changed it to a Holley carburetor, which gives us a little more adjustability, because that's got a serious camshaft in it. It rumpity rumps like a real race car does, you know.
We got Steve Ryman talking in our ears about car stuff.
It is posi. It's got a posi rear end. It's got airbags on the back as well to lift that up a little bit.
Plus, it's got four-wheel disc brakes.
Four-wheel disc brakes, brand new tires.
Yeah, they didn't even know what disc brakes were back in the day, did they?
No.
So there's some nice modifications to keep it safe.
Yep.
There's one thing that I'm sure that it's not. It's not an economy car.
It is not an economy car.
No, it's not.
It'll get you to 60 miles an hour really fast. It's not a highway car. I'll just tell you that. It's geared low. It's designed to have a little fun at the red lights, but what a phenomenal car.
Kevin,
and is the perfect, you know, car for those that remember their high school years. I mean, nothing screams, you know, those older high school years, like a 72 Nova.
Does that come with the one-year paid speeding tickets guarantee?
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Especially on course.
Oh, well, it's okay. I apologize, but I'm just telling you, you got a little horsepower. You got the rumble of that beautiful engine. I just don't know how you can go the speed limit.
It's hard to do.
You can go the speed. It'll get you the speed limit really quickly. What do you do from there?
It's like Kevin used to say, it'll pass anything on the road but a gas station.
Yeah. So you just don't have a road car. You also have a four-wheel drive you're oxygening on.
And this was actually donated by one of the church members. It's an 03 Toyota Tacoma. It has a, it's got the 3.6 liter
V6 engine
with a supercharger on it. I've driven it. It gets up and goes as well. Lift kit, 33-inch tires. It's got the roll bar. It's got the LED lights. I mean, that
it's got
thing.
A winch on
it's
the
got
front.
The winch on the front. That thing is set up for off-roading. Personally, that's my favorite, but, you know, you can pick if you want to buy tickets. And if, you know, you buy a bunch of tickets, we'll let you split it as well. You can buy three for one, three for another, whatever you want to do. But like I said, that was donated. Full disclaimer, it was a salvage title on that truck. But one of the local companies, Mile to Wild, did a complete restoration on that thing. And, there is nothing wrong with that. It's a phenomenal truck.
Mile to Wild.
Yeah, that's the name of the company.
I love that.
They do awesome work. Tim and the guys down there are just awesome.
But they're blessing you by helping you.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yep. So I love that you've shouted out to O'Reilly and Mild to Wild and just the communities coming together to put on this special event. It's free this Sunday, the 29th, 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Free for your family. Come out. You'll get a chance to talk to the car owners. Eat. I'm not going to say as many hot dogs as you want because what I want is too many hot dogs.
Well, you can have it.
I love hot dogs.
You're an adult, and you can make that choice.
Yeah, but see,
we'll supply them for
you. One hot dog's going to be too many for the ab development I already have accomplished.
Well, one year we had a hot dog eating contest.
Yes, we did.
And we figured, all right, these guys are going to do 30 or 40 hot dogs apiece. And we had the six people up there, and they had 60 seconds to eat as many hot dogs as they could. And our friend Burley finished the top with six hot dogs.
Six hot dogs.
That's
it wasn't exactly
kind of
the Nathan's contest you see on ESPN, but we were pounding them down.
Yep.
So I got to tell you a four-wheel drive story. So you're talking about this beautiful Toyota that you're going to be auctioning off. I had a Ford F-150, mm-hmm. no lift or anything on it, but I had larger tires on it. And I'm a banker, and I'm checking out a lot up on South 14. Up off of Tijeras. And I'm trying to make sure that the lot is staked properly for the foundation. I was a construction lender, and this person was going to build a new house. So there's mud on the road. You've probably seen some of those roads. I end up sticking this vehicle to the doors in the mud. So I get out of the vehicle. I can't get out. I'm trying to rock it, everything. I'm stuck there. It's like concrete almost. I get out. I step into the mud. I sink down 2 feet. I got a suit on. So I make it out to South 14, and I have mud all the way to my knees. Right when I get out there, young man, maybe 19 years old, rolls up in about a 78 Bronco, the big Broncos yep. with the two doors. And that thing is lifted, has huge tires. And the truth is that I used to make fun of guys like that. He pulls off to the side. He says, sir, can I help you? I said, well, I don't know if you can get me out. He says, hey, jump in. I've got a chain and everything. So I ride in. First of all, I'm noticing that he isn't even flinching. He's not sliding, nothing. He's going through that mud like butter. Right?
Like butter.
He asked me to get out, get in my truck, and he's hooking up. He's going to pull me. I'm going to be going backwards. So he hooks to my trailer hitch. He hooks a chain to his, and he doesn't jerk it. He just accelerates, goes, pulls me out like it was nothing. So I literally told him. I said, look, I apologize. I repent because I have had the wrong attitude. And he says, man, I'm just glad I could help you. I think that's common to car people.
That's common to car guys. That's what a car guy would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about being a truck guy, Kevin? How's that different than being a car guy?
It's all one and the same. Everybody has their preferences. And like we talked about earlier, everybody remembers their first car. I remember my first car was a 1980 Ford Fairmont four-cylinder, junky old car. But when I had the money, I bought myself a truck, and I've never looked back. And, you know, you're the hunting, the fishing, I grew up a redneck back east, getting out in the woods, doing that kind of stuff. It's the same. And you've seen it firsthand. These guys will, you know, give the shirt off your back trying to help you out. It's just a great community.
They really do. They really do. What an opportunity to involve that community in ministry. So yeah. Dave Reyes Kevin Koppenhaver are in studio with me, and we got another 15 minutes talking about the Sagebrush Church Auto Show. It's this Sunday, the 29th, from 9 a.m. to 2. What a fun, free event. Family event. So if you're looking for somewhere to take your kids where they're going to have a good time, there's going to be a lot of other kids there.
Yep.
Maybe a lot of fun cars. I think it's going to be just, it's well organized. It's
going to
be a good time.
Come on out.
When we come back though, we got to talk a little bit about the church and the fact that church service is still happening at 9 and 10:30. So
right.
Maybe your whole Sunday can be taken up, going to church, going to a car show.
What a great idea.
We'll be back after these messages.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
So Micah is not bringing us a lot of good news here. But what I've discovered is that you can't discover or experience the power of good news until you understand the reality of bad news. And so while he presents the problem, he more than is aware of the way our hearts would sink thinking about all of this. You can't spend your way out of debt. You can't earn your way back to life. So what do we have? We have the inescapable reality that you can't have a good life without a good shepherd. That's the only way. It's not religion. It's not a good person. The problem of this temptation that we've all given into is that we need substitution. And substitution is what happens when a teacher is sick and they cannot show up to teach their class. Someone else, who that is their job, steps in and is a substitute.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilesko.com.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
When you picture heaven, what do you imagine? Fluffy clouds, maybe some harps? Sadly, our eternal home is often perceived to be far too ethereal, too mystical, too cloudy to ever really provide any concrete motivation for our daily lives. And that's a tragedy, because Scripture calls us to set our hope fully on the grace to be given to us when Jesus Christ is revealed. And that's really impossible, to set our hope on something that's foggy or ill-defined. Our biblical hope is in a real kingdom where everything wrong is made right. If that real, concrete, tangible New Jerusalem hasn't been on your mind lately, then take some time to revisit the last two chapters of Revelation. Let your heart take hold of that gracious provision that's just around the corner for those who trust in Christ.
Searching for peace in uncertain times? Join us for a half hour of solid Bible teaching from Pastor Mike Fabares right here on your station. Learn more at focalpointradio.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Kevin Koppenhaver and Dave Reyes are in studio. They are in charge and running the Sagebrush Church Auto Show. Amazing thing coming up this Sunday, the 29th, 9 a.m. to 2 at 6440 Coors Boulevard. That's the Riverside campus of Sagebrush Church. I don't even know. I've got 25 more questions than I had before we started. So
I know, man. Let's
go back to the two vehicles that you're raffling off, and you can go to sagebrush.church, click on the auto show banner, and go right to raffle, and you can buy tickets for it right now. They're $20 a piece. The money's going to be used for ministries.
Missions,
like this,
right?
Crazy, cool pit stop ministry at Sagebrush Church.
That's right. And Pit Stop is not just, you know, here in Albuquerque. I mean, we do Pit Stop, you know, like we said, in Mexico. We do it. We have one in Farmington as well. It's a great thing, you know, and these monies go to fund that Pit Stop program. You know, we were talking, Kevin and I once were talking about the junk cars that comes to Pit Stop. You know, I mean, people bring these cars and they're just being held together and
duct tape and baler twine.
Yeah. And then we went down to Mexico and we did a pit stop down there, and we talked about the junk cars that were there, and they are incredible. I mean, they were holding the brakes on with wire. The strut was held in with wire. It's amazing. We raised one car off the ground and the whole front end just fell out. And so there's a real need. There's a need for this thing in Mexico, as well as there's a need for it here. Man, it's an awesome thing.
You know, I think I'm thinking in my mind about people that need help, people that may not be plugged in right now to a church family. You're both involved in the church family. So somebody that is a single mom, somebody who's a widow, if they're part of a church family, a lot of things can be cared for
that certainly. They
may not have opportunities to be taken care of now.
Yeah,
certainly.
That's right. And pit stop is just one of those things that helps their automotive needs. You know, we talked about Jesus, you know, when he bent down and he wiped the disciples' feet and he says, you know, you're taking care of my needs. And we look at the car ministry as doing the same thing. We're bending down and taking care of the people's needs that need to get from point A to point B, either for work or for school or whatever. You know, that's an important thing. And, you know, pastors, I'm sure Skip has said this as well as Todd has said it. You know, we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm. And when we're working on cars and fixing their brakes and getting them running and doing all these things, we are literally being the hands and feet of Jesus.
They might
be a little greasy at times.
Yeah, amen.
But they're the hands and
feet. I like the fact that you told me that Pastor Todd came to you to build this car show. And obviously it's been very successful. But he's also going to select the pastor's choice in the car show. I want to know his biases, Kevin. What is Pastor Todd looking for?
So we have several special awards. Todd's choice is one of them. I'll just tell you, he's a Camaro guy. It's just, you know, nobody can be perfect, right? So he loves his Camaros. But we'll have a pastor's choice. We'll have a chairman's choice. We'll have a best of show. And we have somewhere around 100 different trophies for various classes that we're going to be giving out. And we invest in our trophies. Anybody who's been to that show before and has scored a trophy, it's not just your generic cheap plastic whatever. We got some phenomenal trophies over the years, everything from clocks to custom metal type trophies, which is what we have again this year.
Yep.
But we'll be giving out about 100 of those at the event. And you win Todd's choice, that's a special one right there.
Mm. Kevin, let me ask you a question, though. How do the trophies get given to these people? Who judges the contest and that kind of stuff?
We also decided early on in this show, we had one year where we went with more popular choice, and it just wasn't received well, especially the guys that are putting money in the cars. You know, they want them judged, and justifiably so. So Reggie Tibbetts is well-known through the car community here in Albuquerque. He's involved Super Nationals, Park in the Parks, all the major events. So he is going to be judging the cars when you bring them out. We'll develop classes there. We've also gone down the road of identifying classes ahead of time, and then, you know, we have a particular class and have 15 in that one, and we have another class and we only have two. So we see what comes out, and at that point in time, we'll have the classes, and Reggie will professionally judge those cars. And those will be trophies will be given out at 2 o'clock right before we do the raffle.
How long has Reggie been judging the contest?
He's judged, I think, probably 10 of the 12 years that the Sagebrush has had the event, 10 or 11 of the years. So he's well known over there. Does a phenomenal job.
Do the both of you judge the cars yourself and come up with your 10 top? I mean, just personally, do you go through and go, this car the best and this
car? Well, we have a chairman's choice. So, I'm going to walk around and I'm going to, you know, I have my own biases as well. But yeah.
You're looking at trucks. Don't try to tell us you're not.
Actually, the chairman's choice has mostly been cars over the years. I may have been at a bike one year, but you just go around and the quality of these cars that show up is just amazing. So it is hard to pick a winner. On those. It's just some of them are just amazing.
We have a pastor at Calvary Church. His name is Brian Nixon. He's written a book called Tilt, and the subtitle is Finding Christ in Culture. Brian can go down and look at street art on the side of a building in Albuquerque, or he can look at a lowrider, like Kevin was mentioning earlier in the program, and he sees the artistic expertise, not only in how they decorate the car with paint and airbrush and all of that, but also in the mechanics and in the use of chrome and just everything. And he sees the beauty of God in all of that. And he believes that people build those things, maybe even subconsciously
as a tribute
to God. And he appreciates that kind of thing, and you're going to have some lowriders and things out at the show.
Oh, well, certainly.
Kevin, tell them about that car that you're so impressed with, the lowrider that came that one year and got it jacked up.
A guy came out one year, and he was kind of being pretty shy. And then I saw the car that he had, and I said, no, this got to be up in the front somewhere. We brought it up, and he did the work, pretty much all the work himself, and the quality of that work was just amazing. And like I said, this thing, the front of the car, he could jack it with the hydraulics. He could get that thing 6 foot off the ground in every which direction. The paint job, I don't know how much money he had in that paint job, but it was beautiful. But we, you know, we brought him up, and he's very appreciative. But just the workmanship that guy did on that car was something to see.
And he's been back to the Sagebrush Car Show several times, and we've had every opportunity to share Christ with him, and we have. You know, we've shared Christ with him. We showed him how, you know, what you put in your car can also be put in your reflection on God. You know, and I'm not sure he disappeared for a couple years. But I thought you said he came back this year.
I'm hoping he's coming back this year. I contacted him, and he made a comment to me. He said, "You know, I'm not a churchgoer, but if I was going to go to a church, this would be the place I go." He said, "Because you're looking here, my heart, not." And he had a lot of piercings, those kind of things going on. You're not judging me on my outward appearance. You're judging me, my heart, and that was something pretty cool to hear. So that's what we try to do. We're not going to turn anybody away, that's there at that show. You come in. It doesn't matter if you're a Sagebrush member or not. Come out, you know, experience the event, and we just look forward to you being there.
You know, not only are you going to allow people to come, you want them to come.
Certainly.
You're going to embrace them. You want
Certainly.
You want the gentleman that you just talked about to join you for services at 9 a.m. and 10:30, or one of the two.
Yeah.
And then go look at the car show, because you can go to church and walk right out to the car show and grab a dog and an ice cream.
And how much does a dog and ice cream cost you?
I heard it was free.
That's right.
And we don't care what you're wearing. You go to say, no, you know, you're not going to see people in three-piece suits. It's going to be guys with T-shirts, jeans, shorts, whatever it is. You're not going to get judged.
Tattoos and piercings.
And
it's all
cool. No one's there to, look at you and make some type of a determination.
We just
want you to come out.
I call the crowd at Sagebrush that I would be anticipating a full-flavored bunch.
That's a good way of doing it, full-flavored, because we have everything from creme de la creme all the way down to pistachio. I mean, we're full-flavored, man.
I think that is hysterical. Tell me what the ultimate car is. I'm going to ask you separately, Dave. What's the ultimate car for you?
The ultimate car. Well, I'm going to have to confess to you, because you and I are reading off the same songbook. I like the Cobra.
Yeah,
the AC Cobra. That would be my ultimate car, would be a Cobra. And it doesn't have air conditioning, and it doesn't have a killer stereo, and it doesn't have a lot of stuff, but it looks great. It's got a great package in it. It goes fast. It corners fast. It brakes fast. It's in my mind, Carroll Shelby had his brain together when he put that thing together.
Power to weight ratio, pretty significant.
Oh yeah, especially if you have a 427 in it. You know, you could get the 289, which is original small block Ford V8, but you could also opt up and get the 427, which is a big block FE Ford engine.
By the way, I can't help myself. I have to make a political comment. I think if Joe Biden has his way, we might not be able to find fuel for that car in a couple of years. It should be fun to have it, right?
But it'd be fun to have it for the next couple of years.
That's a lot of fun. Kevin, your fate. What's the ultimate vehicle for you?
I have always been a fan of the old Firebirds and the old Mustang Mach 1s. That Mach 1 style, that 6970 type style, and that late 60s Firebird. But I'm an original guy, so I respect the highly modified cars, you know, where they are going to put the blowers in and they're going to drop it and all that. I respect the workmanship that goes into that, but I'm old school classic. I mean, if it has the 8-track tape player, we're good to go. That kind of thing. Original wheels, all that kind of stuff. That's what's a draw to me.
You've invited families. You've invited their children. What about people that are by themselves? This would be a good thing for them to come to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, number one, I mean, if you're by yourself and you're looking for someone, that's a great place to come to meet people. Mm. You know, it's a safe environment. It's how much does a hot bar cost you? Zero. So it doesn't cost you a lot of money. And you can just wander around and talk to people, look at cars, the whole deal.
Yeah, Steve Ryman, our producer and engineer, is telling us it's a cheap date.
That's exactly right.
Dave or Kevin, they know who we are. You want to have a conversation, you come up and talk to us. And we can talk about whatever you want. We're the two good-looking guys in the blue shirts. That'll be us.
One more time, this Sunday, August 29th at Sagebrush Church, located at the Riverside Campus, 6440 Coors Boulevard Northwest in Albuquerque, a little bit south of the intersection of Paseo and Coors.
Coors. That's right.
It's the Sagebrush Auto Show. We'll see everybody there, 9 a.m.
Look for
church.
Look for the cars, man.
Look for all the cars.
You can't miss it.
Hey, thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.